Everyone says you have to spend $50 to $60 to get a great tequila. I think it's a myth. And today we're finding out which budget screw top bottle delivers the best bang for your buck. I've got Arete Clásico, Cimarrón, Agave Force, and the brand new Casa Cotoro. They're all traditionally made, they're all affordable, and they're all going to go head to head in this blind. And by the end of this video, we'll know which best budget tequila you can actually find on the shelf. So if you know the Sola Blind, if you watched my show earlier, I loaded these all into the glasses. I spin them around. Now I have no way of knowing which one is which. So I'm going to pull these out real quick and we'll get started. All right. First, we got NAM 1109 Arete Clásico. It's made in tequila, owned by the Orendain family. It's one of the oldest family-owned distilleries in the tequila industry. It has earned a reputation of producing traditional additive-free tequila with an incredible value. It's often considered a benchmark for budget blancos because it's consistent. It delivers authentic cooked agave flavor without breaking the bank. And that's a 1 liter bottle that you can find for around $30. Next, we got another one made in the town of Tequila from NAM 1146, the Cimarrón Blanco. It is owned and operated by the Fonseca family for generations. It's been respected as a traditional tequila producing distillery with exceptional quality. Cimarrón has become a favorite among bartenders and tequila enthusiasts because its rich agave character and its price awesome. I found this one for $34. The next is Agave Force Blanco. It's a new one to me, made at NAM 1615, which is a newer distillery that's quickly gained attention for producing traditionally made additive-free tequila focused on value. Agave Force is bottled in a 1 liter screw top bottle, making it one of the best bargains on the shelf. Despite its budget-friendly price, it delivers a clean agave forward profile that competes with tequilas consistently costing more. So we'll have to check that one out. And the next one is the newest newcomer on the block. We've all heard of Cotoro 100, made at NAM 1414. Well, this is the new Casa Cotoro Blanco, made at NAM 1548, but yes, still made by Sergio Cruz. It also is a screw top that you can find in that $25 to $30 range. Enough talking about them. Let's go into the nose of each one and kind of see which one smells the best. Nice cooked agave, kind of buttery. Really clean. I get a little bit of orange. A nice cooked agave. There's a nice sweetness there. That's really nice cooked agave as well. A little more vegetal. This is a really clean citrus forward. Some cooked agave there as well. Okay, so I'm going to say nose-wise, I like that one first. I like this one second, this one third, and this one fourth. So let's start with the last one on taste. Okay, I like the sweetness. I like the cooked agave. And like the nose with citrus forward, there's a lot of citrus in that. So that's very good. This one has a nice sweetness as well. It's a little more vegetal. Nice cooked agave. Actually, I think I like this one in taste better. That one's got a nice funky note to it. I believe that one is Cimarrón. Like the nose, great cooked agave, has a nice minerality to it. There's also a nice citrus note. I want to say lime. There's a little bit of salinity. As for the three of these, definitely the most complex. I'm going to say that this one I liked second. I liked the citrus in this one. Let's do that again. This has nice citrusy notes. This one's a little more earthy, a little more vegetal. These two are very close. This one, I believe, is Cimarrón. I like the funkiness in the tequila, but it doesn't have as much of an agave punch for me. So let's start with the last one. Let's see if I hit that right. Cimarrón. This one, I really have no clue. Azul. So that's the newcomer to me. It's a little more minerality and a little less citrus. I really like the citrus pop of this one. So which one was this one? This one was Arete. Arete is always a winner for me. So Arete second, Azul third, Cimarrón fourth, and this one is going to be Casa. So there's the brand new Casa. So I got to say, this new Casa is very good. There's even a little bit of cinnamon in there, which I really like. So this one is just more complex. But let me say, all four of these are fantastic budget brands. If you take the screw top off and you put them in a regular bottle and you didn't put them at the price that they're at, these are fantastic tequilas. If you're looking for something that not only can you make a margarita with or a Paloma, but still impress your friends with something you can sip on and taste, these are fantastic brands at a price that is just amazing. So those of you that are looking for that lower price tequila that still tastes great, here's four great options. I know Cimarrón and Arete are found everywhere. Azul and Casa, I'm not real sure. These are brands that are newer. You have to really search them to find out where they are. And one of the ways you can find out where great tequila is or what great tequila you should be drinking is through the Tequila Report. It is free. 63,000 people get it in their email every single week. You should too. Go to thetequilareport.com/subscribe and check it out. Sign up. It's free. I think you'll enjoy it. If you have a thought about this blind, put it in the comments. Which tequila did you think would win? Have you had all four of these? And is there another twist top budget tequila that you think should have been in this one? Let me know if there is. And I got to say, cheers. Drink some great tequila. And in this case, save a little money. Have a great night.